The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the different Purina makes them beat it right along.
But what makes you laugh the most is when he belches and goes, ooh!
Ooh! I'm convinced that Big Fatty has an aunt, one of his grandmothers, some woman, yes, ancient in his life, uh-huh, reacted to perhaps gas, perhaps, you know, a moment she saw on television, whatever it
or
was.
When she burped accidentally.
Yeah, with a very large, ooh! Because uh-huh, it
makes you laugh every time.
It makes me laugh
you can
every
be
time.
You can be reading the Auschwitz memoirs.
Oh,
deep into
that's
the
always, yeah, that goes along with 100 things that, yeah, are meaningful before you die.
You could be reading that, and if I'm listening to Big Fatty and he goes ooh after he burps, I can't get
up
that high. You laugh,
yeah,
out loud.
Just, there's something funny about it to me. I don't know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's something funny about it to me. I don't know.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat Big Fatty. What's wrong with your voice? I don't know what happened. This is episode 3355 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of December, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Big Fatty, it may not be very much if we don't get our voices back, yes? Hello, finger lickers. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you'll find out. You will find out soon enough why you are finger lickers. But y'all, here's a little step down memory lane as a clue.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, the 16th of December. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Actually, there are not one, but two, I say, chew. Y'all, the first one, y'all, gets back to that finger-licking good reference. Y'all, you heard him being browbeaten by the old gal. Y'all, I think they were probably either in Vi or doing Den Chat. y'all, I am talking about, and y'all, I've met this person in their home and at Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, he is the Myron of the Charles household. Y'all, we're talking about Gooch. Oh, baby, we love Gooch. We do love Gooch. And y'all, just one of the nicest people. Big Fatty, doesn't he have a lot of goddamn dental drama? He does. anyway, y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person I've met many, many, many times at the Pride 48, both in Las Vegas and in Nolens. And y'all, he has inhabited the villa for one night. And y'all, he's just, you know, he's smoking hot. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, smoking hot. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Joe Zubia. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Joe Zubia. Or is it Zubia? I don't remember. It goes back and forth. Joe Zubia does not go back and forth. Big Fatty. y'all, if you see Gooch, or the old gal, or Joe Zubia, on the 20 or the face-to-face, tell them you heard from Big Fatty that, tell them a little annoying bird, be Fatty. Tell them a squeaky kitty put a little bug in the ear. Oh, Big Fatty, they'll have to go to the veterinarian. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake and some Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, that's Gooch's favorite. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, our census today comes to us all the way from J-Pan, Mexico. Y'all, it's from Brian in the J-Pan. He is from Mexico in the future. He's a semi-lurker. He's been listening to the BFO since he bought his Mexican villa in 2008. His favorite segment is Other. What would you change on the BFO? I never want it to end. Never called the voice letter number. Never been to a Pride 48 event. And he says he's never used a special chair. Last time he sharted himself, well, he said it was the morning after a night of excessive drinking. The only thing worse than a hangover is a shardy hangover. Big Fatty, wasn't that your stripper name back in the 60s? Chilly here in Fat Acres, and it's just lovely to hear the jingle bells jangle jingle. It's true. Y'all, let's see what had happened. Since I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had a chicken pot pie for my supper, y'all, that I just watched some things on the TV machine, watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and then some of the sports ball game, and y'all, I just kind of piddled. Yes, Big Fitty, we're still Big Fitty. Oh. Y'all, it's sad. It's just, y'all, I got to tell you something. Since I've gotten back to the villa, I've left the villa twice to run a little errand. Y'all, both times I have gotten into Ruby Red. You know, it syncs up with the 11-team fat. And y'all, it immediately starts playing Downtown. Y'all, I would have been listening to a little show in the villa, and I'll walk outside, and it'll connect to Ruby Red and starts playing Downtown. Y'all, it's as if it knows me, be ready. but anyway, y'all, I woke up. Y'all, I slept really well, really, really well on Monday night. And y'all, because it was chilly and I had the electric camisole on. Y'all, by the way, new listener Alan over there in the UCK said that he was going to get him an electric camisole. But y'all, he was showing me pictures. Y'all, he was showing like an electric throw. And that's like a cuddle camisole. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, a cuddle camisole. You just cuddle up with it when you're sitting in your rocker. And, Big Fatty, or when you're off your rocker, that's true. But y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely, I'm telling you. And, I woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all couldn't believe it. And y'all, I was perfectly fine with being awake then. And that's for you, Myron. But I stayed in the love chamber for a while, and but I finally got up a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning. I had my coffee, I read the newspaper, did my Sudoku, and what else did I do? I started making cheese cookeries. I was using the Pillsbury flour that I got when it was on sale, and y'all, I had a new kind of butter. It was just regular butter, but it was a brand I'd never used before. And y'all, these were the worst cheese cookies I have ever made. Y'all, they were terrible. Just terrible. And I don't, y'all, I followed the recipe to a T. And, but y'all, I don't know what I did wrong. I'm throwing the flour out, and I'm not using that butter anymore. Y'all, good thing the Von's East has got the good Land O'Lakes butter on sale. Buy one, get one free this week. So I'll be picking that up when I go to the Von's East later today. But y'all, so I did the cheese cookeries, and y'all, then I got my share and got dressed, and was just, of course, watched Miss Gail King. And then Hortensia and her helper came by for the holiday fumigation of the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, the holiday fumigation. And y'all, they were very impressed with the size of my crematory. Y'all, they were just, oh, it's so big. And Big Fatty, and all the decorations and all, they were just worried. The naughty tree, y'all, I had taken a lot of the naughty ornaments off, because y'all, these ladies don't need to see balls and mermen and fairies and things like, and bottles of papas and things like that. So I've got to redecorate the tree. y'all, while they were here, I went on my nipple walk. You know, since I was not here last weekend, I did not get an updated count of the decorated houses here in Fat Acres. Y'all, I counted while I was out today, 270. Y'all, it'd probably be easy if I just counted the ones that didn't have any decorations up. But y'all, I mean, it's more than just beginning to look a lot like Crema. Y'all, it looks like a Santa Claus threw up. Fanny. anyway, I came back from my nipple walk, and I gave them some little Crema giftettes to include a little Ulysses S. Grant. Oh, Big Fatty. Old Cricket Hat will have to do better than that with his house cleaner. I thought Mittens was the house cleaner. Oh, Big Ready? After they left, y'all, I hopped in old Ruby Red. Yes, that's right. Downtown was playing, and I was off, got my hairs cut, and y'all, then I've been taking pictures. I've been taking pictures of the villa all decorated up for Crema, and I think that's going to be my Crema card next year. Yes, Big Fatty!
Thank you.
Gussie, y'all, you know, I had those two packages that I didn't open on yesterday's little show. We'll get them open today. Yes, Big Fatty, I still can't believe you're such a whore and you didn't open them yesterday. Well, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, the first one, I think this is from the Haunt Daddy and the Haunt Cub. Let's just open it up here and see what we got. Oh, Big Fatty, look! It's something from Crema World. And it says a little something something for your Crema tree, Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy. Yo, well, there's two boxes from the Crema World here. I don't know what it is, but and then there's another little something something in there too. So let's just see what we got here. Y'all, the first one from Crema World is, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a Crema pig. Yes. Y'all, it's just as cute as it can be. It's a little gold pig with a wreath around him. That is just as cute as it can be. Yes, Big Fatty, and appropriate for you. It's true. let's see what else we got here from Crema World. We have got, let's see what this is. Oh, Big Fatty, it's Crema Bacon! It is Crema Bacon. It's the bacon strips. And y'all, they're covered in glitter. They're covered in glitter, I tell you. That is fabulous. Oh, and y'all, there's two strips. So it's not quite a rasher. You know, three strips is a rasher. Big Fatty, you got a red ass on that one, don't you? And then let's see what this last one is here. It is... And y'all, I'll put a picture up on the BFO at noon today so you can all see what all these things are. Y'all, I can't get this one undone. It's wrapped up tighter than the skull. Y'all, by the way, I got a message from Princess Hana saying that she had sent her card and it was taped up by the skull. So I'm looking forward to that. And y'all, it's all right. We got this last one here. Let's see what it is. It is... I can't get it open. Y'all, it's wrapped in the tissue paper. And it, y'all, I'm still unwrapping it. Big Fatty! Y'all, it is a little micro hoist. That is fabulous. It's a little micro hoist. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Oh, Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy, thank you all so much for that. That is just as sweet. And you're just as sweet as you can be. And y'all, our next giftette is from Holly and Casey out there in the Denver. And let's just see what we got here. Oh, y'all, it's wrapped. It's not only in the box, but it's... Oh! Y'all, not only was it in the shipping box, but it is a wrapped giftette, wrapped in the Tasmanian Devil and Tweety Bird and Sylvester, a putty cat. So, y'all, I'll wait and unwrap that. Okay, I see on Tamari's little show, y'all, I have a little bit of sad news to pass along to you. Tuesday morning, our friend Drusilla Blomey up there in the Cola, South Kakalaki, y'all, his puppy dog Holly passed away in his sleep overnight, and I know that Drusilla was very close to Holly, and so y'all send him a little virtual hug in this time. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal and Myron and Gooch. What do you think about the BFO?
There's something funny about it to me. I don't know.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like he had a little bit too much nog in his eggnog.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.